As the coronavirus pandemic continues across the nation, in Salisbury, Mayor Jake Day has issued new restrictions on businesses. In addition, the city is providing only essential services such as public safety, utilities, and infrastructure maintenance. We caught up with the mayor to first talk about the restrictions that have been put in place and how the business community is reacting to the new rules.
This is a virus that manifests itself or presents itself in very different ways. And so the restrictions that predated this weekend or Monday's order, the order that went into effect Monday, had done, I think, a good job of trying to protect public health. But what we were hearing from people was across our community, they were very concerned that, you know, when they went to an essential store to buy essential, you know, supplies such as food or gas or, you know, medical supplies or pick up a prescription at the pharmacy, they were experiencing crowds, people not acknowledging the fact that there was a public health crisis with a virus that is transmitted through surface contact and airborne transmission. And so we felt it important to put these restrictions in place. And we have time and again tried to plan for and anticipate what the next set of restrictions might be, but we haven't implemented them ahead of, say, the governor in order to try to keep a uniform framework of rules across our state. But this was one where we felt it was important for the health and safety of our citizens, where we had to go ahead and implement it. And the restrictions are largely focused on the essential stores that are still open. You know, that includes stores like Walmart, big box stores, grocery stores, all the way down to gas stations. And it dictates what the maximum number of consumers on the sales floor can be at any given time. Up to 250 in stores with more than 75,000 square feet, and down to 10 in stores with less than 3,000 square feet.
So what's been the response from the businesses?
Well, the reaction that we got immediately from the businesses was that they had been waiting for this to come. They anticipated it. They were planning for it, and they were prepared. They were. I've been blown away at just how supportive they've been and understanding. In fact, many businesses have gone beyond what the order requires and implemented many of the recommendations that I included in the order. We didn't tell them exactly how to manage the process, but that they must appoint a person that's responsible. They must identify measures that need to be put in place to help keep safe distances between persons in lines. And all of that, I'm surprised at how positive the reaction was and understanding. And I think what it shows you is that people get it. People understand the risk at hand and are doing everything they can to address it. So we're appreciative of everyone's willingness to comply. Our fire marshal office has visited with every store that is under this order and said that they did not receive pushback from anyone. I've even spoken with the attorneys for that represent Lowe's, Home Depot, and Walmart, and in each case, they were fully supportive and said, you know, you can trust that our stores will comply.
In the next segment of our interview, we talk with the mayor about the impact on the city and its residents. This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Radio.